This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
7 after the hour on the DJV Experience. Yes, here we are, the queens of talk. Or let's see here. It's conversation fit for a queen. You like that better? Because I couldn't say king. There are no kings here. I suppose I may be the partial king, but the queens are Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. Or maybe the queens, let's see, Jennifer, Victoria, queens. Kara can be a princess. How's that? That work?
Not very religion. I think I'm a queen, but whatever.
You really?
You can
okay.
Say whatever.
Good for you.
You are a queen, Kara.
Donald Trump Jr.'s wife, Vanessa, with the people in the focus, is filing for divorce. 13 years of marriage, 5 children, seeking an uncontested proceeding, which means they've probably figured everything out. Now, do they have the same lawyer even? That happens sometimes when they work everything out.
I don't know, but you know they had a prenup, so...
They did, yeah.
Oh, Trump would not let anybody in his family not have a prenup.
No.
So,
well, that makes sense.
I'm sure that's all.
Apparently things have been bad
kids.
For a while. What does that mean?
That's a lot of kids.
It's a lot of children. That's like a litter.
She doesn't like politics.
There had been rumors that they just weren't spending a lot of time together, and and that he was traveling a lot and doing the Trump org and campaigning and doing whatever else, you know, stomping around the country, and that wasn't quite her thing.
She apparently is not a big fan of father-in-law. Can we read that between the lines?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Based on the way she tells the story of how she met Don Jr., he was with Trump, it didn't have a tone of, like nice, you know, warm fuzzies, so I don't know.
She's the one that got the white powder in the mail a couple of months ago, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Sent to her mother's house, which is pretty telling. So the question is, was she staying there? Maybe that's why she was at her mother's house? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was addressed to him. That's the weird thing.
And she opened it still. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of vitriol here. They seem to be at least in front of cameras trying to do this in the best way they can. He posted on Instagram last night. He was tucking his kid in and he said something to the effect of, no matter what's going on in the world, I can always find peace here or something. And so you're making a statement that he's intending to be a good dad still and be involved with his kids.
Right.
Well, the youngest one's only 3. So
they
have kids ranging in ages from 3 to 10. Yeah. So that's a lot.
That's a lot of baby making in that short amount of time. It's crazy.
It is.
Why are 5 kids with someone? Like, even if there's a hint of... Because they said for the last couple of years, the relationship has been bad, and the youngest one's only 3.
So a couple of years is 2. Couple's 2.
Yeah, but...
A few is 3.
I don't know.
I was divorced. My son was 3 when I got divorced. I didn't get divorced. Well, I was divorced. I didn't ask for the divorce, but it came when Brendan was 3 and Megan was 6. And we kept it
together. But you weren't married for 13 years.
No, I was married for half of that.
Right.
So, anyway, moving. Wait, I don't want to relive those moments, thank you. Speaking of Splitsville, other people in the news, Anderson Cooper and his boyfriend, Benjamin, is it Mezani? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Called
Sounds right. Been together for 9 years. He said, quote, posted, Benjamin and I separated as boyfriends some time ago. We're still family to each other, love each other very much. We remain best of friends and will continue to share much of our lives together. Cooper is how old? 50? He's 50. And the boyfriend was 45, owns a nightclub. They've been together since 2009. And so that's the story. What else is there? This stuff, you know, I don't
people
like...
People got so interested in Anderson Cooper's life.
Well, I think a lot of people would be happy if he's back on the market.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Silver Fox.
Yes, Silver Fox. People like him.
What's his mother, he's from a very wealthy family, and I want to think...
Gloria Vanderbilt is his
Vanderbilt,
mom.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he have that name? He wanted to be on his own, right? Make it on his own?
Because that's his...
name?
No, Vanderbilt is her name.
No.
His father's name is Cooper.
His last name, the father's last name is Cooper.
Got it. Okay. Anderson Cooper. Is he good on 60 Minutes? Yeah, I think he's pretty good on 60 Minutes.
I actually haven't seen anything he's done on 60 Minutes. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Because he's not on every week, and I don't know. No. I guess I'm kind of spotty with my 60 Minutes viewing.
Me too. Yeah, once in a while stuff grabs you, once in a while it doesn't. Still the most watched.
The horse cloning thing, that was the last thing I saw.
Yeah. I haven't seen Oprah do anything on 60 Minutes either.
For a while.
I saw her on Sunday night. She was talking about childhood trauma. It was a really interesting piece, like how even babies who are super young, if they don't understand the words, it's the tones that they pick up, and it actually alters their brain waves.
Yep.
Like basically, essentially saying that kids who grow up who have a lot of psychological issues, a lot of it is traced right back to when they're just tiny, tiny infants.
Well, it's what's in the womb. It's how things are going on. If your mother and father are arguing when you're in the womb, you're going to come out traumatized. That's a proven fact. I always like Oprah's stuff like that because it deals with sensitive things that are beyond what we get distracted by. Because it really, most of the stuff that's in the quote-unquote news are distractions. They don't affect us personally. Oprah does a very good job of getting to things, to the heart of things that affect us, our lives, our families, things that are important to us. And I think that.
And that was personal for her, too. She actually said that was the most life-changing interview and piece that she's ever done, which says a lot for a long career. But that one, you could just tell even in the piece, she was very, very just hanging on every word that the experts were saying because she had such a traumatic childhood herself.
Yeah, she did.
So it was a really interesting piece, definitely worth watching for any parents out there.
Yep. Queen Elizabeth in the news today. She has given her formal consent for Prince Harry to marry Meghan Markle.
Wow. A little late, right?
Here's what she wrote. Quote, I declare my consent to a contract of matrimony between my most dearly beloved grandson, Prince Henry Charles Albert David of Wales, and Rachel Meghan Markle, which I consent I am causing to be signified under the Great Seal and to be entered in the books of the Privy Council. There you go. That's it.
Quick, do you think Meghan Markle put that in her scrapbook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is going back. Royal Marriages Act was signed in 1772, required descendants of King George to receive consent from the sovereign before tying the knot. And with that goes a very vulgar word, which translates into fornication under consent of the king. It came from the same period of time, whether you knew that or you didn't know that.
Wait, what?
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well,
use the first letters of all of the sentence you just said.
Right.
He kind of lost me. I was a little.
I think it started with fornication, and so.
Fornication
think
under consent
that
of the king.
With,
okay.
Yes.
All right. You want me to do it? Repeat
no,
it again?
No, I got it. I'm with you.
Got it? Okay. So that came. That's a little known part of the Royal Marriages Act of 1772. So there we have. The person who is one of the six persons next in line to succession to the crown must get the consent of Her Majesty before marrying. Harry is fifth in line for the throne, behind his father, his brother, his nephew, and his niece. So, why is he not third in line instead of fifth?
Because
the kids go. Yeah, and they changed it with Elizabeth II so that a woman could inherit the throne. That's why the little niece, Princess, what's her name, Charlotte, she's in line now.
Oh. I had my own princess named Charlotte. She was fabulous.
No.
Meghan and Harry marrying on the 19th of May. Are we going to set that day aside for...
Oh, for sure.
Having a little fun, are we?
Millions and millions and millions, of people will be watching this.
Absolutely.
They've made it on a Saturday, so more of the public could be involved and could watch it. So, it's going to be huge.
Be good. All right, the United States, the United States, the United States, the United Kingdom, United Kingdom, United Kingdom, France, 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 Germany, 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 blaming Russia this week for the attempted murder of the former spy in Britain, Theresa May, Donald Trump, Emmanuel Macron, and Angela Merkel, put their names to a statement that holds Russia responsible for the attack, urges the Kremlin to provide full disclosure about the nerve agent that was used in the attempted murder of the ex-spy and his daughter. Statement reads, quote, this use of military-grade nerve agents, a type developed only in Russia, constitutes the first offensive use of a nerve agent in Europe since World War II. It's an assault on the UK, its sovereignty, and any such use by a state party is a clear violation of the Chemical Weapons Convention. You think the Russians give a damn about that? It also says it threatens the security of all of us. That is the part that said they think the Russians give a damn is my, excuse me, anecdotal overview of it. So anyway, this is interesting that all of these people signed this thing. The Russians, yesterday I think Sarah Sanders was asked whether or not the Russian president was a friend or a foe. And her response was, Russia's going to have to make that determination. I think the question
that's
came.
A great answer, by the way, because that just shows you you're, you know, we're neutral. What are you going to do? That's interesting.
Right. So the new sanctions on the Russians, Russian individuals, how is this connected to Mueller and the investigation? Is there some thread here?
Not connected. I mean, maybe it is. This spy allegedly was working with Christopher Steele, who was that MI5 agent who kind of went rogue and put together that mostly fake Trump dossier.
Yeah.
And that was said at the beginning, but who knows? I have trouble understanding the motivation here with Russia and why they would do this attack with such a signature chemical, a chemical that's known to them that the minute anybody investigates and tries to see what is, they track it right back to Russia. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. That's the only weird piece in all of this. It does make sense to me that Russia likes to cause chaos and that they like to go around the globe and cause trouble for people. And they don't have a lot of money to do it, so these are the types of attacks that they can pull off.
To what end, though? What is the point of
that's
them
the
doing
question
those?
And that's why I ask why they would use that particular chemical. Wouldn't they try to hide their tracks? At least even when they cyber attack people, or when they cyber attack, we found out yesterday they tried to hack into our power grid. They do
all
in
hackers
a way that
leave signatures,
right?
That's why they're traceable.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's bizarre.
Make a lot
Well, obviously they don't, they want that message to be sent loud and clear that we are the ones doing
we're
this.
We're the big tough guys?
Yeah.
Yet they deny it very publicly, vehemently deny it.
I can't do a good Russian accent, so I'm just going to do something.
Better not
to
then, yeah.
Really?
Duh.
I was going to do a commercial in my Russian accent. Probably not, though.
That's rough. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Thank you, Jennifer, for your support. Business owners, are you still using one of those free email services for your company, like Gmail or Yahoo or maybe AOL? Ooh. All right, here's a secret for you. That so-called free email could be actually costing you thousands. Listen up. Consumers don't trust a business the same way unless they have their own professional email. Hotmail.com or Outlook.com, Gmail.com, great for you personally, but your business needs its own email. So here's the story about EasyMail, EasyMail.tech, EasyMail.tech. Write this down, ladies. EasyEmail.tech makes the process simple and very low cost. Find out more. Call EasyMail today, toll free, 844-344-7607. That's 844-344-7607. They'll get you all set up with your own .com or .shop or whatever professional email you want. Easy Mail is U.S.-based. Real people will answer the phone. That's why you're not going to a website, because you need to talk to somebody to set it up. So call 844-344-7607. It's a pretty interesting idea, isn't it, huh? 844-344-7607, or go to easymail.tech. That's E-Z, the letters E-Z, email.tech. easymail.tech. Don't let your free email cost you. 844-344-7607 or easymail.tech. I find that pretty fascinating. We've all gotten into, you know, the Gmails and the Yahoos and stuff. So this is maybe an idea for you to pursue. 21 after the hour.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Children growing, women producing, men go working, some do steal. Everyone's got to make a living.
Hello,
let's get to some important news, entertainment news. 23 after the hour, DJV show. Jennifer Victoria looking at J-Lo. She has shared her own Me Too story, recalling an experience she dealt with at the beginning of her acting career. She is 48. She has a story in Harper's Bazaar this month. I haven't been abused in the way some women have, she writes, or she talks about it in the interview. But I've been told by a director to take off my shirt and show my boobs. Yes, I have. But did I do it? No, I did not. As she noted that though she was conflicted about reporting the incident, her New York upbringing inspired her to make a complaint. She's kind of tough. Remember in New York, sometimes I get that tough edge. Quote, when I did speak up, I was terrified. I remember my heart beating out of my chest, thinking, what'd I just do? Man is hiring me. It was one of my first movies. But in my mind, I knew the behavior wasn't right. It could have gone either way, one way or another for me. But I think, ultimately, the Bronx in me was like, nah, we're not having it. She's been using her platform to bring attention to various issues. After Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico, the World of Dance judge donated $1 million to relief efforts and later headed to the island with her boyfriend to help out. In a press conference during her visit, she expressed her support for the Time's Up movement and for the actresses and women who are fighting for equality. So that's she's a very interesting woman, I think. I find her not
complex. She's so hardworking. It's
she works hard.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
Yep. All right, music news now. 25 after the hour, Katy Perry kissed an American Idol contestant, 19-year-old Benjamin Glaze, who had never been kissed, apparently. Got a playful peck on the lips from Katy Perry. Quote, I was a tad bit uncomfortable, said Glaze, who was a cashier from Enid, Oklahoma. I wanted to save it for my first relationship. Huh? At 19, where this
Yeah, he was he's a kid who had not had a relationship yet. He was trying to find something special before he kissed somebody. And Katy Perry got a hold of it and pretended like she was going to kiss him on the cheek and then went in and kissed him on the lips. Yeah. And, you know, this offends me on so many levels because I'm sure Katy Perry has talked about women being harassed in the workplace. And how would she feel if a man forced himself on her and kissed her on the lips? I know she tried to make it seem like it was funny, but it just so inappropriate for the time and the conversation that's going on.
Well, I think the assumption, and you can kind of see it in Doug's voice, that if you are a 19-year-old guy, then, like, you probably want to be kissed. And if Katy Perry's there, you probably want to be kissed by her. And I don't think she really thought about it any further than that. That, like, he had saved himself from kissing someone for a reason.
Yeah, but she also acted like she was doing him this great favor.
I know, it was gross.
I don't like her anyway, and this is just another reason why. I think she's, I don't like her.
I think that she's a distraction. I've tried to dig into American Idol a couple of times, and I find her so annoying I don't want to watch it. I think she's just annoying.
I said from the very beginning, like, that's the number one reason I would not watch that show is because of her and
her
ego.
Big mistake. Yeah, yeah. Big mistake. And they're paying her.
Ryan and Lionel Richie are awesome. I just don't think they have enough of a platform.
And they're getting paid $3 or $4 million to show up, and she's getting 15 or something?
25 she got.
25? What a waste. Hey. All right, let's move on to Rhiannon. No, let's move on to Rihanna. Song is Rhiannon. Apparently, she penned a scathing message to Snapchat after Snapchat posted an ad that made light of domestic violence using images of her and her ex, Chris Brown. She posted, quote, "I'm just trying to figure out what the point was with this mess. I'd love to call it ignorance, but I know you aren't that dumb." As she continues, "You spent money to animate something that would intentionally bring shame to domestic violence victims and made a joke of it. This isn't about my personal feelings, but all the women, the children, the men that have been victims."
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour here on the DJV Experience, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Uber has revealed the most common unique items left behind in their cars. The most interesting items, let's see here. The objects include a phone, a wallet, keys, clothing, glasses, a bag, a backpack, headphones, driver's license. That's kind of normal. Unique items. Signed copy of Jesse James,
Jesse James Decker.
Who's he?
It's a she. She's a country singer. Okay. Yep. She's pretty
married to Eric Decker.
Very unique. A Burger King visor, a Star Wars encyclopedia, a detox tea, divorce papers, marriage certificate, tax returns.
Jeez.
A letter from somebody's boyfriend who's in jail and a bag with a Kevin Durant jersey and a Mario doll.
Oh, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah, right. How do you need your divorce papers or a marriage certificate or tax returns?
How about a 1.3-carat diamond? Oh. A rhinestone mask, a box full of hair extensions.
Wait, a rhinestone... Hold on a second. A rhinestone mask?
Sure, yes. I need those.
Like 50 Shades if you're going to a masked ball kind of a thing.
Hot. Wow.
A feather headband, Minnie Mouse light-up ears, and a couple of packages of Dead Sea mud.
Well, you're pretty much covered for every scenario.
Right.
Good heavens. All right, here's traveling around here. This is a good story for those of you who enjoy going to the IHOP, which is, it still tickles me what George Bush the father said about Bill Clinton in a debate. They were having a debate on foreign policy, and George won the debate, saying to Bill Clinton, the most extensive international experience you've had was going to the International House of Pancakes.
I don't know why that's... As a kid, remember that line? That was very funny. Yeah. I've never heard that, but that's a funny burn.
It is. It's pretty funny. Anyway, there's an IHOP restaurant up in Portland, Maine, or a little bit north in Auburn, Maine. Auburn next to Lewiston, up that's the state capital. Retraining its employees. Listen to this. Waitress asks a group of black kids to prepay for a meal. The controversy started over this past weekend. Waitress at the restaurant asked a group of black teenagers to pay for their meal beforehand. I think in some restaurants you do that, but it's not apparently the way they do it at IHOP. I haven't been in IHOP for a while, but I think last time I was there...
It's not how you do it, yeah.
No. You know, sometimes you do pay for stuff. You go to McDonald's or something, you pay up front. Mm-hmm. But... anyway, here's a witness who says, quote, I heard them order their food. They were respectful and were not loud. We paid and sat there for a few minutes. I heard an employee tell the table that they were going to need to pay up front. That was a new generation thing. So this person called over to the group and asked them if they were seriously being asked to pay up front. And the kid said, yep. My father, mother, and I stood up, began to question why this was happening. So said the witness. The manager and the waitress's actions were not racially motivated, so they say, and added that the restaurant had been having problems with teenagers walking out of the restaurant without paying. I can understand that. Is it more difficult because they were black, or is there more sensitivity attached to it? I understand youngsters running out of restaurants.
And if it's a group of youngsters that have been running out, then you would do it. But I think they need to be presented with that before they sit down. And there needs to be maybe a sign up that says, we have the right to ask you to pay or something like that. Because I think it is surprising and it does seem like they're targeting people when it's just after they take the order, they go, oh, by the way, you're going to have to pay now.
Yeah. That's awkward.
It is awkward. It makes you feel like their intentions aren't good.
Yeah, right. Playboy Mansion in the news. According to the people who decide whether a building or a grounds gets to be landmark status, say the Playboy Mansion is not a landmark. It's been home to the brand for a long time. Hugh Hefner bought it, I think, in 1970, 71 in there. But Los Angeles County, Jennifer says, nope. It will not be protected that way. It is going to be, however, protected by a permanent protection covenant. The owner of it at the moment purchased the mansion in 2016, paid $100 million.
Way overpriced.
Good Lord.
Apparently, he was allowed to stay. That was one of the stipulations. But apparently the amount of work that the mansion needs is like falling apart.
Yeah.
And they say that it's everything inside is just so 70s looking. Mm-hmm. This guy's going to have to just completely gut everything. But he apparently wants to preserve that Tudor sort of style of it. So
I've only been by it once. I thought it was ugly. Very unattractive.
Yeah, I don't like Tudor architecture. It's not my thing. Yeah.
No. But certainly a lot of action there.
Oh, boy.
Hey, that's what he was paying for. Or he thought he was paying for, anyway.
Hopefully he'll save the grotto after a good scrubbing.
Oh, God. Yeah. Doesn't that freak you out? Like, that thing. Oh, yeah. The idea of that grotto is just...
Just horrible. 2/3 of U.S. commuter railroads may not meet the deadline to install anti-crash technology, which is supposed to happen before the end of the year. This on the heels of other things, people talking this weekend about the bridge that collapsed. There's a lot of discussion about infrastructure, whether it be pedestrian bridges, automotive bridges, whether it's the rails, the railroads, the infrastructure at airports. This is a whole national discussion. And the latest report by the U.S. Government Accountability Office shows that the technology for, it's called PTC, Positive Train Control, is way, way, way behind. They've got the money, so what are they doing? That's the question. This is with every bit of government work that's done, and why we accept it. We've almost come to assume that anything done by the government is going to be slow, faulty, and so the argument of bringing it back to the private sector gains a lot of momentum in circumstances like this. For as far as the trains are concerned, this particular technology that we're talking about would automatically stop a train to prevent a derailment or a crash, but it only is being used, or it's only in use 45% of the tracks around the country. So the freight railroads are the ones that own most of the track. For example, I have told a story before about a youngster who used to work for me on the farm. He still does part-time. He's about 30 years old, works for the railroad company that runs the commuter rail service around Boston, west, north, south. They have huge infrastructure. They do not own the tracks, but they must maintain them. The tracks are owned by the freight railroads now, for the most part, or a lot of them. Anyway, and so they have to, but their deal is they must maintain them, and so they do all kinds of repairs. It's very interesting, actually, when you see how little anybody ever taken a walk down a train track? You all have, right? Mm-hmm. Some point in time?
Yeah, next to it. On the train track, not a good idea.
So did you ever look at the rails and what holds them together and what holds the rails on the bed? Did you ever look at that?
They're like wooden slats, right?
Yeah.
And then they're bolted down with like big metal plates that are bolted into the wood.
The track is bolted down to the railroad ties, but the ties are just held together in about a foot of stone, crushed stone. That's it. They're not anchored to the ground. They're sitting on top of the ground in that stone bed. That's it. It's really fascinating when you think about how heavy the trains are. Watch a train go over the bed and watch it sink and come back up. And if you got 100 cars, you just wonder how often. He tells me, his name is Tyler, he tells me that they replace it, or they're supposed to tamp it down and put fresh stone once a year because it settles. Sometimes you can find these wooden ties, in some places they're concrete, that are exposed, totally exposed. So, and you look at it, and you say, what's holding it down? Nothing holds it down. It's just a foot of stone, and that's it on the bed. And the tracks themselves, you know, the weight of the iron, but when you consider that each one of those cars weighs about 100 tons, it's just pretty amazing that I think it's pretty flimsy. I'm not surprised there are as many accidents as there are. Now there's new, and if you go to other parts of the world like Japan, they're using a whole new technology that's based on magnets. Their trains run faster, and somehow or other the propulsion system is based on magnetic attraction. Magnetic whatever, I don't know. It's called MagVed, I think, or MagVeg. If you look it up, you'll see M-A-G, I think it's V-E-D. But the trains travel faster, but they anchor the trains down. Even if you go across a railroad bridge, ever walk across the bridge, they have the ties that are anchored into the steel superstructure, but there's nothing else really holding it. I just find it fascinating, frankly, that it is this kind of a flimsy deal. I do like the trains. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about taking a trip. Last night I saw an ad for if you've ever been to the Grand Canyon, there's a great railroad system that goes around the Grand Canyon. It looks like so much fun. And there are so many of those private trains in the special areas. I remember a couple of years ago, I took Meredith to New Hampshire, and we took an overnight, sort of a dinner ride on a train that went up into the mountains. It was just a lot of fun. One of the old cars. You look at those old cars with the glass roofs on, the kind they used to use all the time to go across the country. They're just, maybe it's the romance of it all. It just seems like such a romantic thing. I apparently am the only one who's excited about that.
No, I actually, one of the things I want to do is the Pacific Surfliner. Have you heard about that?
Fabulous, yes.
Go
yes,
all the
yes,
way
up
the coast. Yeah,
yep.
From California into Oregon. And it's supposed to be beautiful. And all the cars have the big, huge picture windows. And that would be a really fun thing.
How many of you have actually taken part, Victoria, Jennifer, and Kara, in a science talent contest at school?
Me.
A science fair.
I won.
A science fair?
The science.
Did you really?
Seventh
What'd
grade.
You win?
Yes, I did. Just a first place ribbon for a research project.
What was the project? You remember?
On ESP, actually.
Really? Do you
it
have
was
it?
Great. Well, the thing that got me the award is that I had to test your ESP skills, and I had a power plug, you know, one of those power strips, and I got a bunch of night lights, and on the light bulb I put the shape, and so people could guess what was behind the light bulb and turn the light on. Click the light on.
Just by using the energy of your mind.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's cool. What about you, Victoria?
We had to do science fair stuff. I don't remember. I won a prize for something. I think I got a second place for a project I did on Morse code.
Really?
But, that's the only thing I really remember, though.
All right, Kara, you a science fair project?
Yeah, I can't remember if I had won the one at my local school, but I went to the county science fair and did a project on, like, what different types of emotion or music, like, affects your emotions in different ways.
So, that's cool.
Yeah, so that was pretty interesting.
I did a science project on gas from cows.
That does not surprise me at all.
Yeah, humans made you an expert, too, I think.
If you had asked me beforehand if I could guess, if I had ESP about what Doug's science project would be, it definitely would have been.
Cow farts.
Cows and gas.
Yep.
More than 1,800 high school seniors applied, but only 40 were chosen as finalists in the Regeneron Science Talent Search. Nation's oldest and most prestigious science and math competition. This is for high school seniors. Let's find out what the results were, specifically from Andy Solomon.
This week, the nation's brightest young scientists and innovators took center stage in the nation's capital as finalists in the Regeneron Science Talent Search 2018. This year's first place prize went to Benji Firestar, 18 of New York City, who won $250,000 for developing a mathematical model that predicts the spread of late blight fungus, which caused the Irish potato famine and still causes billions of dollars in crop damage every year.
The feeling is totally unreal. This has been a lifetime goal for me, and I never could have imagined that I would have got this far.
Maya Ashmara, president and CEO of Society for Science and the Public.
These young men and women are our future leaders. They are going to be solving the world's most intractable problems.
In 2017, Regeneron became only the third sponsor of the Science Talent Search. With a 10-year, $100 million commitment, Regeneron nearly doubled the award's distribution to better reward the nation's brightest young scientists and encourage their pursuit of scientific innovation. For more, visit societyforscience.org.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 33.
It's the first ever Spring Black Friday flooring sale at Lumber Liquidators. Shop now and save on the hottest styles of 2018, like Woodlook waterproof floors up to 50% off. When it's waterproof, it's worry-proof. And get up to 36% off 30 styles of laminate, like antique farmhouse hickory. Take 5 to 10% off our already low prices on hardwood and bamboo with coupon. Get more from 49 cents and special financing. Don't miss the first Spring Black Friday flooring.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
After the hour now, time for our weekly visit with one of the most intelligent automotive experts in the world, never mind this country, but in the world. Nick Miles has a website called rautoexpert.com. Go there, find out all kinds of things. I always have lots of questions because I love cars, so I want to know the latest, what's happening at the shows, etc., etc., etc. We start with Chevrolet. You see the USA. You're probably not old enough to remember that commercial, Nick, right? In your Chevrolet.
No.
America's asking you to call. No, he doesn't want to hear any more of that. So, there's a new Blazer coming next month. Is that right? That's been a rumor for a while, and it's true, you are suggesting.
Well, the interior intelligent guys in Detroit are saying there's a big announcement in Las Vegas coming on April 3rd, and they're telling me it's the Blazer. So, although Chevrolet will not confirm or deny, it sounds like, because of successes of things like the Wrangler and the fact that Ford is bringing the Bronco back next year, it looks like we might have the Blazer back. And if we do, Americans are going to go nuts for this vehicle because it was one of the favorites of a lot of people. I mean, most people remember having a Blazer at some time.
I had one. I had a Jimmy, which is the Blazer, but it was a GMC Blazer instead of a Chevy Blazer. It was the same thing. And it was my daughter was very young. And we put her in her seat in the back. It was up high so she could see everything. I always thought it was a great teaching tool, frankly, to have that. I'm not sure a lot of people would look at it that way, but this is probably going to be a little more streamlined. Would you say, have you seen, come on, give us the inside, Nick. Have you seen actual pictures of this? Anybody sneak that to you?
No, not yet. They're absolutely denying it's going to happen. You know, most people are. But the thing is, the interior intelligence guys who watch what's going on, what cars are coming out on the testing grounds, they take pictures with those long lenses. They're saying they may see some things that look very Blazer-esque. We do know that Bronco is coming back. And yesterday, Ford had everybody down to their headquarters, and they gave us a briefing of what the next 3 or 4 years looks like. And I'm telling you, my mouth was open the whole time during that briefing. There was about 100 journalists there who were also the top-notch car journalists. And Ford are hitting out of the park, even telling us stuff like the Raptor has actually outsold the entire Porsche line in the last year. And so they're going to start to bring more sort of Raptor-style vehicles to market. They teased us with the Blazers, with the Bronco stuff. We know it's going to come in a 2 and a 4-door. They have got some really cool stuff coming from Ford in the next couple of years. I cannot believe the fact that also something that most people don't really get. We wait between 6 and 10 years for a new car to show up. So, you know, you see one version of the car and you wait 6 to 10 years for the next version of the car to show up. Ford is saying they'll have brand new versions of every car every 3 years, which is incredible. That means all the technology is so far ahead.
Well, it also means if you have an old, like I, you know, I've driven Rovers for a long time, and they've only had since the 90s, they've had three body change styles, and that's it. So they actually last, it would seem, longer. This will sort of, if people want to be up with it, they'd be, I think it's smart on Ford's part. If you're a loyalist to Ford, you buy more cars more regularly. If the model change, you don't want it to seem like you got an old dog, right? So every 3 years you buy a new car. Right?
No, you're absolutely right. And they're all, you know, on the back of that, they're introducing 4 new nameplates. So 4 new vehicles that will have new names, something that's Blazer-esque, that's smaller than Blazer. They're saying they'll put Wi-Fi in every car of the future. They're also going to go absolutely crazy and put hybrids in every car. So if that's what you want, by 2020, most of Ford vehicles will have a hybrid version out there. They're doing these off-road, the racing versions of the cars. I mean, they're going nuts over there at Ford. They did give us a sneak peek of 9 of the new vehicles. They showed me pictures. I will tell you, I can't tell you anything about them until the New York Auto Show in a couple weeks' time. But, Doug, mouth-dropping what they're doing over at Ford. I cannot wait to share some of the cool new vehicles that they have coming your way in the next 3 or 4 years.
So this in the same week as they recalled 1.4 million cars on the other side, steering wheels that come loose and come off and that kind of stuff. That didn't help them.
Quality.
Quality is.
They're going to look great.
Right.
The truth is, you know, everybody's recalling these cars because they're scared of big lawsuits. And a recall could be anything from just a bad bolt on a steering wheel to something more serious where the airbag doesn't deploy. So you have to really look at what that recall says. But to be honest with you, the future of cars looks absolutely bright and sick. So bright, you might have to get yourself a new pair of sunglasses.
I'm happy to drive. I want to not have any cars that I don't. I want to drive my car, thank you. So that's a good story. Thank you, Nick. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.